Have you ever wondered if your company is maximizing the return of your data investment? Are you collecting the right data required to make informed decisions? Is there more that can be learned from our data? Coyus Institute can answer these questions and help you discover the hidden value within your data sets by utilizing a well-rounded approach to data analysis. Stop leaving value behind and start increasing the return on your data investment. The next generation of data analysis has begun. We are pioneers in pattern discovery. We are Coyus Institute.
For me, these experiences began lightly and elevated in intensity as I continued to actively engage in contact attempts. Flashes of light in the night sky, white orbs that look like satellites coming over, but in far higher volumes than I was accustomed to. As a sky watcher who is used to seeing satellites, I mean, I've looked at the stars in the sky all my life, and I know that we have more satellites up there now, but even so, it was more than just satellites, because some of the satellites would glow and then flash, not once, but over and over, in what felt like responses to my thoughts or greetings in real time. And this was the kind of thing I started seeing very often and in greater volumes. And I looked into all of the debunking materials, the traversal of iridium satellites that can cause flashes from light refraction, etc. And no doubt I saw something like this once or twice and misconstrued what I had seen. But there were other times where it was simply not rational to categorize that behavior as prosaic and explainable. Too many of them, too many occurrences, too much of a synchronicity between my thoughts and what appeared to be direct responses to them in the form of these visual flashes. But it was in the summer of 2019, in August, that I had my most profound experiences. I've spoken about these experiences quite a few times publicly, but for those that have never heard about them, I'll briefly explain what happened to me, because I went from seeing things like these satellite-looking objects that weren't really behaving like satellites, to seeing a triangle formation of orange orbs make itself visible to me by revealing itself out of a cloud. So a cloud that was drifting past my house and did a complete right-angle turn until eventually it was above my head. I'd been looking out into a crystal-clear sky. I had seen some other strange behavior prior to this, but then noticed that a moderately sized, dark-looking cloud was moving across the sky. When I looked closer, this cloud was producing an effect that I had never seen before. It's hard to describe, but it looked like the entire cloud had this light overlay of static around it. I could see this kind of shimmer, and the best way to describe it is literally imagine a cloud and then place a light amount of TV static over it. It looked like this, right? And this cloud was drifting in what appeared to be a natural motion. It was coming from the left-hand side of my sky, and it was moving across to the right. And I was at the back of my garden looking towards my house. So basically, this cloud was going to eventually be above my house and then would keep moving off to the left and continue its trajectory. But this didn't happen. When the cloud drifted across the sky until it was in alignment with my house and myself, it suddenly did a very jarring right angle turn. It completely changed its natural drifting trajectory and was now moving in the sky towards my house and towards me at the back of the garden, looking up. So it was eventually going to be above my head. Literally did this kind of movement. Complete directional change. Bear in mind, it had this strange static-like effect coming from it, and it had done a completely abrupt, unnatural directional change. So already I was a bit freaked out by this, and all I could do was stare as it got closer and closer until eventually it was above my head. And as it got above my head, I swear on all that I love in this world, this cloud dissipated in a matter of seconds. It just kind of collapsed in on itself and revealed that within it was a triangular formation of roughly 25, maybe 30 orange orbs of light. They were in a complete formation, triangle formation. The formation kept moving in the direction that the cloud was moving, so I had to turn myself around and watch as it went off into the distance. I could see that some of these orbs were actually weaving in between each other, kind of like swapping places in this formation. And the whole experience lasted, I would say, maybe about 3 minutes, but it could have been more. It's very hard to know, in all honesty. I was in a total state of shock. No intelligent thoughts, no peaceful greeting, and no desire to even consider trying to film it, because I was simply in a state of complete awe and could not tear my eyes away from what I was seeing. I saw these orbs again on another evening, but this time, and this was all within the space of about a month, maybe just under a month, they flew across the sky, three of them, and they stopped on a dime directly above me in the sky, or at least above my property in the sky, and then they began to descend down towards my property, and they were weaving in between each other in this kind of strange dance-like motion, a little similar to the formation swapping behaviors that I saw with the triangles. They were drifting down very, I mean, I hate to say it, but almost angelically, very magic and strange and quite calming as well, quite a calming, non-threatening behavior in their motion, just kind of flitting down and weaving around each other. And then they just stopped very abruptly, almost as if they were frozen in place, like someone just pressed pause. And this was roughly 3 feet above the roof of my house where they stopped. Three of these orbs. Roughly basketball-sized. A light kind of pastel orange colour. Slightly transparent. And one of the things that I didn't really think about at the time, but upon reflection, I've realised that this was the case, and I've heard other people explain this as well. They weren't giving off light. There wasn't any sort of glow on the roof of my house, and they themselves weren't really glowing. It was like a self-contained light. Very strange to describe, to be honest, because the more I think about it, the more I think, well, it didn't behave like a normal light. There wasn't refraction onto the surrounding environment. It was almost as if it wasn't really there, which is kind of crazy, right? I mean, I have thought about that. I have thought about, well, maybe these are psychic projections. You know, no one was with me to see these ones. No one was with me when the orange orbs turned up. So, I mean, I only have my own subjective data to draw upon. Maybe they weren't technically there, but my God, something happened. You know, it really happened. So these orbs were above my house, hovering 3 feet above the roof of my house. They maybe stayed frozen above there for about 3 to 4 seconds before they suddenly started moving again, weaving in between each other in this very smooth display of motion. And they gently moved over to my neighbor's garden, which you can actually kind of see over there, like basically where that wall is, and you can see the trees. That's where they were. They just kind of came over from the roof of my house and they went over to my neighbor's garden, and then they froze again as if someone had just pressed pause. It was because of the strange movements they were making as they traversed. It made the pausing like really jarring, because it was seriously just like moving around and stop. Like complete stop. So they hovered above my neighbor's back garden for, it's hard to say, a handful of seconds, before ascending slowly back up into the sky, dancing around each other like fireflies as they did it. And this happened to me. You know, whether you believe it or not is entirely up to you, but it happened. I saw these orbs on 4 separate occasions, and I'm now playing you some footage. Now, this is not my footage, but when I found it, I was stunned, because this is exactly what they look like. The formations are extremely similar. The movements are exactly on the mark, as well as the appearance, which is identical to what I saw myself. But only once did they come down from the sky, outside of the triangle and the house visit. They simply flew by on 2 other occasions from the left-hand side of my sky to the right. They just kind of traversed the sky in about 6 or 7 seconds, and they were in different kind of V-style and W-style formations, with some of these orbs trailing off of the back. I have no idea what these things are. I had no direct messages from them. They just presented themselves to me on 4 separate evenings, and I haven't seen them again. But that is also because I fell off the path, so to speak, for a while with these kind of practices. Life got in the way, the highs and lows of human experience got in the way. And I'm now in the process of rekindling that desire to engage more with this phenomenon and to see if this really is a journey towards a more direct form of communication, because in some ways, it does truly feel like a step-by-step progression that is leading towards you being acclimated enough to actually face these intelligences without having a mental breakdown. But as we kind of wrap this up, I really want to stress that outside of some of these mechanics I've outlined that I believe are the reason why this contact works, the contact itself is a highly personal endeavor, and I can't tell you the right words to say. I can't tell you the right feelings to express. I can't tell you the right way to get into this mindset that is required. That part of it is your own personal challenge, your own puzzle to figure out. I honestly just sit there and just explain in my mind how I feel the universe works, and then I invite others to come and respond to it if they think it's right. And I'll just project these thoughts over and over, imagining that they are flowing from me and out into reality. And honestly, when it really feels like it's working, that's when contact happens. So that's how I do it, but that might not be how you do it. So you have to find a way that works. But keep in mind these ideas that I've presented, because I feel that they'll provide a good framework for the reasons why this is possible. And let's just finish with this, right? I know for myself, my own personal evidence, I know that there are intelligences out there that respond to love. And that to me is the real keystone here. They respond to open, expanded, loving states of consciousness. The same states that our spiritual advisors have pleaded with us to engage in for thousands of years. The message has been the same. We are all connected, and love is the most powerful force in existence. If you can understand this, and if you can apply it, you will be fortunate to be one of those humans that gets to see evidence that not only are we not alone, but that we are loved, and that we are considered precious, that we are important, and we have a role to play, that we're not just the mistakes that we make as a species, but that there is a value within us that is recognized by an intelligence that quite obviously is of a much higher order of evolutionary, spiritual, and perhaps technological sophistication, and it wants you to know that it can hear you. That, to me, is a life-changing understanding to have. So I hope my words here can help you in some way to be able to move towards gaining that understanding for yourself. Thank you, as always, for being here. I'm doing these talks because I feel inspired to do them. The ideas for them come to me usually late at night, and I end up feverishly typing at 100 miles an hour, getting all this information out that feels like it's building up. And, you know, I do these talks because something deep down in my intuition tells me that people need to hear it. And not everyone will understand. You know, that's okay, but not everyone will listen. There will be those who close their minds off to this possibility, but I'm telling you, it's real. And I think one of my reasons for existing, at least to me, is to help spread this understanding, to do my best to explain it in ways that can be applied more towards our modern perception of reality. I think that those that are still here listening now, you're already truly curious souls. If you're listening up until this point, then you have undoubtedly become ready to have contact. And in a time where the UFO issue is being looked at by governments as a potential threat to their national security and their sovereignty and their airspace, I feel it's important for us to be reminded that there is a profound, life-changing experience available to each of us through our own conscious interface. And it is an experience that is facilitated for us by what is, of course, an unknown intelligence. And yet the way in which these specific unknowns demonstrate themselves is, to me, an extremely suggestive set of behaviors that leads me personally to the conclusion that whatever it is that you're interacting with through these contact modalities, its intention is to assist you in expanding your mind. That's it. It's here to expand your mind. And that's no bad thing, in my opinion. If you enjoyed this talk, please remember to like, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell, and comment below. Let me know what you're thinking about all of this. Have you had success before? Are you thinking of trying it? Do you think I'm completely delusional and should be locked away? Tell me in the comments below. And if you want to support my work even further and gain early access to content, as well as access to our amazing private Discord server, then you can sign up to become a Patreon of Project Unity. A link can be found in the description box below, alongside a cheeky PayPal link for those one-time donations. I'm not in this for money. But if I can make a living helping others, then that's a living worth making. And that's my true goal here, to help others awaken to reality as I myself awaken to it. To be on this journey together, learning and sharing ideas. But it definitely helps to have those who are willing to and are able to support my work. And you're very much appreciated. Take care, stay curious, and I'll see you next time.